Thank you for calling Price Busters. How may I help you?
Hi, good morning. It's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. Is Mike in?
Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just wanted to...
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. It's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff again. How's it going?
I'm sorry, from where?
From the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke like last month, and you kind of just told me to follow up with you every month, see how business has been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was on the financing or something?
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. I have you here pre-approved still, and then you said there's no need for in the next couple of months, but I just want to touch base and, you know, see what's up.
We're okay now, Alfonso. I tell you what, it's
uh-huh.
probably close to the time that we may be interested, and I'm not sure how you do your loans, what type of percentage and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I will go to China in December. So if you want to try to holler at me about the 1st of December, and you've got my email also, don't you?
Yeah, let me see what I have on file here. It's pricebustersweb@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, you are correct. I was pretty sure you'd sent me an email before. What I might do now, I'm not sure how you do your loan, if it's
mm-hmm.
against equipment or if it's against what type of equity you use, but I'll go over there and I'll spend probably $500,000 to $1 million. Actually, I'll line up, I'll spend about $3 million, but it's lined up throughout the year of what
mm-hmm.
what I bring in. So you might give me a little bit of information of how you do your guys' loan on your collateral and everything, Alfonso, and then I might go ahead and get you some information in the next few weeks of just where we are, our financial report and everything, and see what you think about that. And so
yeah, most definitely. Are you looking for some working capital or some equipment? Because we do both.
Yeah, it's going to be working capital is more what it will be on this.
Uh-huh.
What it is like we'll purchase quite a bit of inventory. Well, when we purchase it in China, if,
mm-hmm.
for instance, I purchase $1 million. When they load it on the containers, that's when I have to pay for it before it hits the port in Los Angeles for them to release the telex. Well, then I don't get the merchandise for another week after that, sometimes 3 weeks, according
uh-huh.
to how soon I pay it. And then we sell it. We have to get it in stock, sell it, and then I put it normally, probably 80% of our sales are on net 30. So
okay.
It sometimes puts me in a little bit of an operating capital cash flow problem.
Exactly.
Because we have so much merchandise out on the books, although we've got it paid for. So that
right.
gives you an idea of what I'm looking at there.
No, yeah, that's our perfect for our working capital. A lot of businesses, they don't get paid until a couple of days since they get the product. And then, yeah, for example, with our working capital, it's based on sales. How'd you guys do on sales last year?
We've done pretty well. Now, we're a wholesale company.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we sold probably $6 million last year, and probably we'll do about $8 million this year. We're
oh, okay.
And that's the only reason we're looking for maybe getting some more money is because we, you know, almost outgrowing ourselves on what we're doing. So, okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, you know, that means you guys are growing. Are you guys looking to bring on more people, or?
You mean as far as employees?
Yeah, employee-wise or anything along those lines?
Right now, we probably got to hire another salesperson, but we're in pretty good shape as far as employees go. We've probably got, 20 employees now, Penny? I don't even know how many we have.
Right. Okay, and then how much were you looking for, say, December 1st?
I'm probably going to be anywhere from a $250,000, probably about $250,000.
Okay. All right. Is that how much you want or is that how much you need?
No, that's how much I probably will need.
Okay.
Of course, I have to base my needs on what I've got.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what I do. I'm not looking at wanting a whole lot more because we do have a $600,000 line of credit that we use now. So through a bank. So.
Right. And how much is used up? Do you know?
Yeah, we keep it pretty much maxed out. We'll pay it off at the end of the year when we get ready to go back. That's part of what the last quarter of the year is when we, you know, start paying all our, get everything paid up and everything. So
right. Nice. And then there's for inventory purposes, right?
Yeah, correct.
Nice. And how long would that take you to kind of, your return on investment?
You mean such as the return on investment of what we're...
Purchasing? Yes, exactly. For say for like the working capital.
Right. What it's sort of hard to explain. For instance, if you loan us $250,000 to space it out over payments, we'll use that as inventory. If it's $250,000 just on a line of credit, then what we'll do, we'll get the merchandise in, we sell it, you know, and it's normally 60 to 90 days is what it takes for us
Okay.
to
To make
order
your money
the
back.
Merchandise, get it in. Yes, correct.
So 60 to 90 days to make your money back. Okay.
Correct.
Nice. And then when did you need the money? You said December 1st?
Now, we're probably talking. The merchandise will not ship, and here's the thing: it may be February before I need it. Just to let you know, because I'll go end of December. We'll purchase a lot of merchandise, but Chinese New Year comes at the normally the end of January, 1st of February. Most of what I purchase in December will not get shipped till March.
Oh,
so
man.
That's when we're looking at, you know, paying for it. Just have to plan ahead, you know.
Okay. No, yeah, you gotta have something to kind of so you're not looking at it last minute.
No. I've got to know ahead of time how much money I've got, how much I'm able to spend, how much room we have, which is and so forth with everything that I do that. So I'm planning, you know, 3 months ahead of time at least.
No, yeah, that's a good good time to plan ahead. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
No, it's good. Our
Good.
credit is good, yeah.
Nice. And then have you looked anywhere else? What was that?
Well, yeah. Now, see, we've got a local bank here, which they've got own the building personally in my name. It's a 35,000 square foot building, which they put a second mortgage on that. For the line of credit, the $600,000 line of credit.
Right.
And on the first mortgage, about $100,000, which you'll get on a financial statement.
Right. Oh, nice. And then have you looked anywhere else for financing, or just you guys just gone with your local bank?
Just a local bank, yeah.
Okay. And then same for the working capital is like, what will happen if you don't get the loan?
Nothing. We just won't buy as much.
Right. Okay. And then you just say you needed it by
Yeah,
when did you
wait until March, actually?
Oh, March. Okay. Let me send you over the working capital. Just so you can have an idea of what you'll need. It's just a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and just your most recent tax return. Do you have those on file?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And then how soon were you thinking of either applying or can I get them from you?
It's probably really, Alfonso, I'm not looking at applying for a while, but I'll try to get you the information by the end of the week so you can have everything set up and so forth. So.
Yeah, just is there a good time to follow back up with you, Mike, and then just see where you're at in the process of completing that application?
I would say next Monday.
Next Monday. All right. And then same time right now, 8 a.m., is that good for you? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Where are you at?
Yeah, we're located in California. You guys are out there in Kentucky, so it's probably a 3 hour difference.
8 a.m. your time. Yeah, that's fine here. So, because I've got to get time to get everybody here, get them going, and everything.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, sounds good, Mike. I'll send over the working capital application, and you'll have all my information again.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty, Mike. I'll speak with you soon. All right.
All right.
Me too. Bye.